Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Akwa of Christ is All Ministries. We live in a world filled with doubt and uncertainty. Over time, we most likely have become accustomed to a heavy weight of negativity that surrounds us. But as believers, one of the most difficult things we can do is fight off the waves of unbelief crashing around us and stay focused on God's Word. When others tell us about what isn't possible, our trust in Jesus gives us the ability to do the impossible. There is no limit to the things we can do with God, because with Him, all things are possible. When we learn to rest in the perfect faith of the Son of God that never fails, we'll see His faithfulness bring our miracles to pass. In today's message, titled, With God, All Things Are Possible, Evangelist Paul Akwa encourages you to trust God's Word and lay hold of the good God has for you. Let's join in.
Many times with you and I, there are many things we cannot do, not with God. There are many things that God gives us grace to do that flesh cannot do. But because we are with God, all things are possible. With God, nothing is impossible, my friend. Let me refer you to the announcement to the Virgin Mary about the birth of Jesus Christ. Open your Bibles with me to Luke chapter 1, and we are looking from verse 26 and reading on. The Bible says this: Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and having come in, the angel said to her, Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Verse 29. But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. Verse 32. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God would give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Verse 34. Then Mary said to the angel, How can this be, since I do not know a man? Friend, hearing me, this is the word of God. The angel announced to Virgin Mary that she was going to have a child, and she said, How can this be, since I do not know a man? We're talking about the fact that with God, all things are possible. This is one of the problems today. God is telling you and me to do impossible. Mary is saying, God says, I am going to conceive and give birth to a son. He shall be called the Son of the Highest. But I am not married. I am a virgin. How shall this thing be? That's the question on the lips of many of us. You see, wherever you are listening from, all that God has told you, which is bigger than you, is small for God. With God, all things are possible. With God, nothing is impossible. Bear that in mind. With God, all things are possible. Anything too high for you is below God, because He's the most highest. He's the all-powerful God. With God, all things are possible. In fact, Mary asks a good question. How is it going to be, since I don't know a man? There is nothing wrong in asking a question, as far as it's for clarification and instructions and not doubt. This is very important for you and me. Mary said, What are you saying, Angel Gabriel? I am going to conceive and have a baby when I am a virgin. I don't know a man. She was referring to physical relationship she's never had with Joseph. But the angel said it's the favor of God. You see, to do what you couldn't do by yourself is favor of God. And the angel explained that it is going to be possible. The angel said it was going to be possible by the power of the Holy Spirit. Let's see verse 35. And the Bible says this in verse 35. And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the highest will overshadow you. Therefore also the Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God." You see, how can God ask me to build or buy a big house when I have no money? This is another question that you and I may be asking. And the angel answered, "The Holy Spirit, whatever is agitating your mind and making you think this is impossible, the angel Gabriel is saying to you and me that the Holy Spirit will make it possible. I am by this message giving you confidence. I am giving you hope. It doesn't matter how much you are bruised and shaken. With God, with God, with God, all things are possible, my friend. When anything in your life is too big for you to handle, hide under the shadow of the Most High. The power of the highest shall overshadow you. God is higher than whatever you are dealing with. God is higher than whatever situation you are in. God is higher than whatever circumstance you find yourself in. He is higher than whatever you are facing, my friend. Had it not been the power of the highest, we would all have been destroyed and consumed. We have the power of the Holy Spirit to deal with anything we are facing. No one can mess around with you because you are under the power of the Most High. Nothing shall by any means hurt you because you are under the power of the Most High, my friend. David said, "Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil because God is with me." God is with us. Verse 36. "Now indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren. For with God, nothing will be impossible." That's what the angel told Mary. Luke chapter 1 verse 37. "For with God, nothing will be impossible." Verse 37, I repeat. "For with God, nothing will be impossible." Bear that in mind, my friend. So he said that Elizabeth was also going to have a child in her old age. Elizabeth had gone through menopause, so there was no way that she was going to have a child in the natural. And yet the angel told Mary that it will happen because with God nothing will be impossible. The angel said, "Mary, what God is telling me to tell you is that your cousin Elizabeth, at her old age, who was called barren, has conceived. It doesn't matter what they used to call you, my friend. Your old name is not important. Your new name is what matters. She was called barren, but now she is 6 months pregnant. It does not matter what you used to be. The Bible says that if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, everything is new. It doesn't matter what happened to you. That's history. Now you are a new creation. Just walk in what God has for you." For Mary, this was a huge step of faith on her part to accept this and to believe this. To conceive a child by the power of the Holy Spirit and have a virgin birth was a huge step of faith on her part. Verse 38, "Then Mary said, 'Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word.' And the angel departed from her." Friend, hearing me, whatever God is telling you, his word is more sufficient than anything else. His word will go and accomplish what he says it to do. Just accept what he has said. His word is truth and will do whatever he has said. So Mary said that, "Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed. Now let's see what Mary did. Verse 39. Now Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste to a city of Judah, and entered the house of Zacharias and greeted Elizabeth. Verse 41. And it happened when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary that the baby lived in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Then she spoke out with a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. But why is this granted to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For indeed, as soon as the voice of your greeting sounded in my ears, the baby leaped in my womb for joy. Blessed is she who believed, for there will be a fulfillment of those things which were told her from the Lord." Hallelujah. Everything God has told you is going to be fulfilled. You just need to cooperate with Him. Cooperate with God. His word is more than enough for you to achieve and accomplish whatever He set you to do. When Mary heard that, she arose to go to Elizabeth. Mary rose immediately and went to see Elizabeth, because if this was true, and if she, Mary, is going to have a child without knowing a man, if Elizabeth, who was past childbearing age, was going to have a child, then she went there for confirmation. And that was not wrong. That was for encouragement. If God tells you to do the impossible, don't look for who has not done it, my friend. Mary realized that it's possible. It is. We have similar stories. Let me go and see Elizabeth. Let me go and see my cousin who was barren but now has conceived a child. God will help you to do the impossible, my friend. God is not only author, He is author and finisher. When He starts things, He will accomplish. God who began it will accomplish it, my friend. He is author and finisher. Whatever He starts, He accomplishes it. Mary went to see Elizabeth. And of course, when she went there, Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. And this was one of the prophecies about John the Baptist, that he would be filled with the Holy Spirit even from his mother's womb. The baby leapt out. Hallelujah. And that fulfilled the prophecy when Mary arrived. If you want to be inspired, look for someone who shares your values. Elizabeth is a true story. Elizabeth is truth, that what God is telling you is true. She was called barren, but not anymore. When you want your vision to be fulfilled, go and look for Elizabeth, my friend. When you want your vision to be alive, go and look for Elizabeth, because the Bible says, when Mary arrived, the baby in her womb leapt up. Hallelujah. Look for someone who will lift you up, who will lift your vision up. Look for someone who will make your baby lift up. Look for someone who will encourage you to achieve your God-given mission. And she confirmed everything that the angel has said unto Mary. That's what you need. With God, all things are possible. And if you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, then now is the time to do so. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of all of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and He is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to You. Come and live in my heart. and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper in your Christian life. Christ is all ministries. Sharing Christ, changing lives.